Today's daf is about Azara daf Ayin Gimel, and today's daf is sponsored. Today's daf is sponsored in memory of Shalom Moshe Ben Yaakov. Shalom Moshe Ben Yaakov. We thank the family for the sponsorship. Okay, Ayin Beis Mabez, right at the bottom. We're talking about Kinishkinin, about this type of barrel that has two straws, as Rashi explains on the bottom, and the Jew and the Ovi Kochavim are both drinking it at the same time. Is that okay or not? So the Marzutra Breid Rav Nachman had said that it depends on who stops first. If the Jew stops first, then it's okay. If the non-Jew stops first, that's a problem because of the backwash of the goy going back into the barrel. That's the pashtus. That's what the Rishonim discuss, why it is a problem. Finishing that up, Rabba Bar Barhuna, Bar Rav Huna, Ikla LeBeiresh Galusa, Shari Lehu LeMishta BeKinishkinin. Right, the Rabba Bar Rav Huna visited the Reish Galusa, and he allowed it. He allowed them to eat, to drink in this type of arrangement. Igat Amre, or others say it wasn't that he just allowed it, but Rabba Bar Rav Huna Gufei Ishte BeKinishkinin. He himself drank BeKinishkinin. Right, he himself, not only did he allow it, but he was actually involved in it. Before we see the Tosfos, the Rambam, when he quotes this, doesn't exactly say the reason the Gemara gives for the Chilek. And the Kazan Mishnah points that out. The Rambam says that Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Dalid, when he quotes this case, Kli sheyesh bo kemin shnei chotmin yotzin mimenu kmo akelim shenolim bohen liyadayim shahaya mala yayim biad Yisrael v'haya Yisrael motzeitz v'shosem ichotem zeh v'hagoy motzeitz v'shosem ichotem asheni. They're each sucking up the liquid from a different chotem. Harei zeh muter. That's okay. Behu sheyaktem a Yisraeli v'yivsok v'yadayin agoy shoseh. As long as the Jew stops first, shemisha yifsok hagoy yachzer hayayin sheyishar bechotem lekli. Because once the goy stops, the wine in the straw, so to speak, in the chotem, will go back to the kli. V'yeser kol ma sheyishar bo, and will aser everything else in it. And what would be the next line? And therefore, it's Yai Nesech, that was Me'urav, and Yai Nesech is Ozer B'Kalshehu. The Rambam has a different line. Shehare Baha Yayin Mikocho. Because this wine was Mikocho. This wine somehow moved because of the goy. We've had a couple of Gemaras already about Kocho. Sub Kocho being Mutter, sub Kocho being Aser, and maybe Koch Kocho is a discussion. So we've had that over the past couple of weeks. But the Rambam says it's going to Aser because Ba Mikocho. The Ravid is not 100% clear what he means. Amar Ram Omer Aniva Husha Hischil Limshoch. That's only if it started to be pulled up. Is that what the Rambam kind of said? It's Bami Kocho. So the Kesef Mishnah tries to figure out exactly what this means. The Rambam does not say that he touched the wine with his mouth and then the backwash went in. The Rambam extends it a little bit, Bami Kocho, and the Ravid argues. But either way, this is the Machlokes. The Kesef Mishnah says here, the Efshar Da'ashminan Rabbeinu B'Nesinas Tamzeh She Nasan De'afilu Lo Naga Hayayin L'Piv Shal Goy Ela Shehischil Limsot. Maybe it's just thinking they had a Chiddush. Of course, if the wine was touched by the mouth of the Goy, that's Aser V'Oser. But even if it wasn't, even if it was just coming up the straw, but he didn't actually touch it, Hare Oso Hayayin Bami Kocho V'Oser Mashinisha B'Kli. So v'zeh ba'atzma ha'isakavod is a ravid, and that's what the ravid says. Either way, that's the Kesef Mishnah points out that it is maybe a little expanded reason. Tosfos here on the top says Tema. The second version is that Rabba Bar Rav Huna himself drank b'kinishkinin. Is that an appropriate thing to do for one of the gedolei hador, Rabba Bar Rav Huna? Tema hechaya shoseh b'kinishkinin nihi delo havi chibur mikol makam haylo lachush duma pasuk kodem bereisho v'kochavim. Forget that he was a gadol hador, and you know, maybe other people might have, as the Gemara says often, adam chashav shiny, that an adam chashav always has to have a higher level because people look at the adam chashav and say, okay, if he does this, I'll do right under. I'm not on that level. So the Adam Chashav has to do a little higher than usual, so everybody else does what's expected. So here, how can he do this, number one? Number two, Tosfos asks, was he not choshesh that maybe the guy would stop drinking before him? Right, so how is that, why is that allowed? Upir Shemina Chadal, Rabbi Chadal gives a totally different shot of the Gemara. When it says Rabbi Bar Rav Huna drank b'kinishkinin, it does not mean that he drank with a goy b'kinishkinin. Upir shemina chananel delo mairi im ha'obi kochavim. El shayashose im Yisrael b'kinishkinin. He was drinking with a fellow Jew. It says that he used to drink in these types of vessels, these types of barrels. He used to drink with a double straw. Right, just like the Gemara was talking about whether it's mutter or not, but it's the Gemara's just saying that he used to actually do this kind of drinking. So the Gemara then says, okay, so what's the chiddush? We don't say every eating or drinking habit of Rabba Bar Afuna. V'im tomar imkein my kamash balan. Yeshlomar says Tosfos, it is a chiddush of something totally not to do with us. Kamash balan dolo mitzar bizman hazem ishem simcha. La afuke miman da asar be mesach Shabbos lishos b'kanishkinin bizman hazeh. There are those that say bizman hazeh want to curtail their activities because of the Chorban Abayis, because of other related issues. So that's the chiddush. He didn't limit himself to. He didn't hold like the man da amar in mesach Shabbos that limit himself. But he drank by Kanishkinin. You're right, it's not dafka related to our sugya, but it has to do with Kanishkinins, and therefore, it is mentioned here, even though according to Tosfos, this last line, the Kiddush has nothing to do with Yayin Nesach. Related to that, Zechel Chorban, right? He did not do this Zechel Chorban. There are two Gemaras, as Slavetsch pointed out. There are really two types of Zechel Chorbans, right? Two sources. If you look in Maseches Sukkah, that's the one that maybe is more familiar, Maseches Sukkah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, when we have Zechel Chorban, that we should blow, we should take a lulav all 7 days of Sukkahs. But Rishona says the Mishnah in Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph, Haya lulav nita b'mikdash shiva b'mdina yom echad. According to the Torah law, where we take a lulav everywhere in the world, one day. And in the Beis HaMikdash, 7 days. That's on the Torah level. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai foresaw. He lived up Bizman HaChorban. So he foresaw that we need to remember Beis HaMikdash. We have to remember what it was like. And therefore, he was Misake that we have to act in the whole world like they did Bizman HaMikdash. His Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shei Lulav Nita B'Medina, Shiva, Zechel HaMikdash, via Yom HaNeif Kulawasser, and also the Yom HaNeif, right, the day of the Omer, and other takanas throughout Mishnayos. Says the Gemara, Minallah da'avdina Zechel HaMikdash. How do we know that we make a Zechel HaMikdash? What's the source of making Zechel HaMikdash? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, da'amar kra, ki ala arucha lecha, umimakosayach erpa'echad umashem, ki nidacha karu lach tzion, hi dorish ein la. Tzion, it is Tzion, and it doesn't have any seekers, says Yirmiyahu Anavi. Do reish ein la mechal de boidrisha. So if the Yirmiyahu is lamenting that there are no people that are seeking out Tzion, it must be there should be people seeking out Tzion. So when we act in this way, as it used to be in Tzion, so that is a Zecher LeMikdash. That is one type of Zecher LeMikdash. But if you look in Baba Basra, it's a very different type of Zecher LeMikdash. If you look at the last daf in Cheskas Abatim, Samach Amabes, says the Gemara there that the Chachamim Bizman HaChorban were trying to figure out exactly what to do, how to memorialize and how to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Tanur Rabbana, the Gemara says, Kishachar Vabayis Bishnia Rabu Prushin B'Yisrael. There were those that stopped eating meat or drinking wine, not just during the 9 days. No, the whole year. They wouldn't eat meat or drink wine. Nitfal or Henry Yeshua. What are you doing? We didn't make this takana. Why are you eating meat and drinking wine? Amrulo, no chal basar. Shemimenu makriven al gabi mizbeach. V'yachshav batel. Nishta yayin shemenaskal al gabi mizbeach v'yachshav batel. What, the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have any wine or meat? We're supposed to eat meat or wine? It's not appropriate. Amar lehem, says Rabbi Yeshua. Im kein lechem lo nochal. You know, why didn't you stop eating bread? Shekvar batlu menachas. So they say, okay, good idea. They didn't get the man. Yeah, fine. After a peiros, okay, we'll eat fruit. We'll go on a fruit diet for the rest of our life. Peiros lo nochal shekvar balu bikurim. Well, no more bikurim. Maybe you shouldn't even eat fruit. Efshar beperos acherim. Okay, maybe non shivas aminim. Bikurim are only from the shivas aminim. Mayim lo nishte shekvar batal nisach hamayim. No more nisach hamayim. We're not going to drink water. Shasku. They didn't have an answer for that one. Can't go without drinking water. Amar lohem banai bo'uva omer lechem shlo l'sabel kol ikir efshar. You can't have no avelus shikvar nigzer gzera, right? Because we need something. Ula his abel yoser midai efshar shekoz gzera zibra l'kir ozibi chol lamod ba. But you can't have a gzera that people can't function with. You can't not have meat or wine. People need that in life. Elakach amru chacham. Chacham said, you know, do this. Leave a little bit of your house unfinished. Leave a setting at your table, which we don't do. That's not set. Put a little ashes on the top of the chasen said. And the Gemara says, Maihi, right? What's the source of all of this? Skip a light. Shadamar. Imeshkachich Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini Tidvach L'shani L'chikei according to the pasuk in Tehillim. Maya Rosh Simchasi Amar Yisrael Zeh Efer Maklash Rosh Chasanim. The Gemara talking about Zechel HaMikdash. You get a very different impression of Zechel HaMikdash from this Gemara. So if Soloveitchik pointed out, there's Zecher. Again, it's obvious once you hear the explanation. It's two different Gemaras, two different sources. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, pasuk in Tehillim. There's Zecher L'binyan HaMikdash and Zecher L'churban HaMikdash. Right, Baba Vasra is Zecher L'churban HaMikdash. Remember that it was destroyed. Do sad things and remember, put ashes and limit your behavior. Zecher L'churban HaMikdash. But there's also Zecher L'binyan HaMikdash. A Zecher to when it was built and what it will be like, Be'ez Hashem, when it's rebuilt. That's shaking the lulav all 7 days and related issues. Right, when with the minhag of bowing down, on Yom Kippur and Shul, when we hear the name of the Kohen Gadol, that's a Zecher L'binyan HaMikdash, what they used to do there in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? That's very different than Tisha B'Av and the fast days. That's all Zecher L'churban HaMikdash, which we are all familiar with. Okay, but that is all related to this Kamash Malan in Tosfos. Okay, next, says the Mishnah. This is a defining Mishnah in the world of Kashrus, in the world of Yaradeya. And the question is, who do we paskin like, and how do we understand? But again, as we've said, right, these Gemaras, these dafim, all about Yayin Nesef, these last couple of dafim, you know, it doesn't just finish the Masechta on a slow note and get a little softer and slower. No, you finish on a run, finish going up with Hilchas Kashrus. So here we go. Says the Mishnah, Yayin Nesef Asur Vaoser B'Kol Shehu. Right, we've referred to this already. But now we see it inside. Yayin Nesach is Aser, obviously. Va'oser B'Kol Shehu, and it Asers B'Kol Shehu, meaning no bittel. No bittel when it comes to Yayin Nesach. It's Oser B'Kol Shehu. Shehu, Yayin, and then the Mishnah explains. When is it Oser B'Kol Shehu? Yayin B'Yayin, Umayin B'Mayim, B'Kol Shehu. What does that mean? Min B'Mino. When something mixes within its type, says the Mishnah, Yayin Nesach is Oser B'Kol Shehu. It is Asur, and there is no Bito. The Tosfos here has two dayas. The Rishonim debate, is this only by Yayin Nesach or also by Stam Yena? So the Mishnah says Yayin Nesach, but sometimes we've had, throughout the Gemaras, that when it says Yayin Nesach, it also means level two. Stam Yena, not Yayin Shed Nagaba Akum, but Stam Yena. So that is a Machlokes Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam here in Tosfos says it's only Yayin Nesach. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam in the Big Tosfos, the Dafka Yayin Nesach Mamish Shenis Nasech LaAvodas Kochavim Hu Tahavi B'Mashu Mamish Avodazara Avodazara Daraisa Yayin Nesach. That's what's Aser and Oser B'Mashu Aval Stam Yenam B'Shishim. But Stam Yenam is Bato B'Shishim V'Chein Maga Ove Kochavim B'Sotu Maga Ove Kochavim. Also Dumya b'mayim d'mayim, says the Bach. D'mayri b'mayim sheyadu shezas v'lebras kochavim. We're talking about mayim that was actual nisnasech, right? In the Mishnah, when it says water, there's no such thing as stam water of a non-Jew. So just like that line of the Mishnah has to be talking about water that you know for sure was nisnasech l'avodazara, so to the first line of the Mishnah, yayin esech is dafka yayin that was nisnasech. Aval stam yenam, but says Rabbeinu Tam, stam yenam have b'shishim, afilu min b'mino. But stam yenam, it's batel, right? It's batel, kamo kol yisurim shabbat Torah, just like all yisurim of the Torah are batel in that regard. But then, who argues? So the Tosfos doesn't quote Beferish, a Shita that argues. Tosfos just says, according to the Ri, Od Omeri, even if you would argue, you would not argue Bizman Hazeh. So he doesn't quote Beferish, a Shita that holds of it, he just assumes. The Od Omeri, skipping a couple of lines, the Afilu Im Nafshach, oh, it's not such a long Tosfos, I didn't see the key, the Afilu Im Nafshach Lomar, the Stam Yena B'mashu, even if you want to say the Stam Yena is also B'mashu, conceptually, afilu hachi avistam yena bizmanazeh b'shishim. Bizmanazeh, you would not have that extension. Even if you have the extension conceptually, you would not have a bezvan hazeh. Why? As Tosa says a few places in the Masechta, v'dafka b'mei atanoim v'cha'am oroim, shayu b'kiyim ha'ovdei kochavim, b'tiv avodes kochavim. In the days of old, when they were b'kiyim, they were experts in avodah zarah, and nisuch does shaycha nisuch echmiru b'stam yenam lo'osro kamo yayin esach mamish. Hilgach, l'nyi bitol k'shari surim dami b'ata b'shishim, kamo shari surim. B'zvan hazeh, it's different. So that is Tosfos. You look at the Ritva actually quotes the other deus. Right? The Ritva doesn't quote like the Ri, he just quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and he quotes those that argue. Pirish says the Ritva, Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, Vakasha, he quotes a couple of Gemaras that we've had over the past couple of Dafim, over the past couple of weeks. The case of Agardumim, right, which is the guard that used to collect the taxes, it discusses Tipa Shel Yayin. Sounds like a couple of Gemaras that we've had discuss even stam yenam asring b'mashu. Right, that's what he quotes. That's what he says. L'chein anachon k'dibri ha-ga'onim zal. Shekasvu v'chein nire v'shekasvu. V'chein nire das rashi. D'tana hacha filu l'stam yenam kor yayin esach. V'tuva ika b'pirkin kiha. There are a lot of times in the parak that it says yayin esach and really also means stam yenam. Okay, but the Ri says even if you hold that way, you would not hold that way b'zman hazeh. So the Mishnah says, the yayin esach is oser b'mashahu in min b'mino. We will have to see in the Gemara. What about shari surim? Is yayin esach just one example? All yisurim are really oser b'mashahu b'min b'mino? Or, which is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino is lo bato, shita from Meseches Yuma, or is yayin esach unique? And maybe even according to the Rabbanan in Meseches Yuma, Bezrim, that we'll talk about, that usually oser b'mino is bato barof. Right, or b'shishim, on a drabbanan level, it's not oser b'mashu. Yayin esach is unique, so we'll have to see in the Gemara how do you interpret. Vayter, yayin b'mayim umayim b'yayin. But what about what's called min b'she'eino mino? Wine and water, water and wine. B'nosein tam. That is b'nosein tam. Good. Ze'aklal, and just this is the rule. And the Gemara will talk about what this is the rule is including. Is it including all other isurim, or is it including maybe one other isur? Maybe there's one other context. Ze'aklal min b'mino b'mashu v'shlo b'mino b'nosein tam. Period. There is an interesting shita that we generally the Rishonim quote, but I don't think they generally accept it. The Gemara here says no. Yayin b'mayim b'yayin is b'nosein tam. What's nosein tam? So usually no sedam is shishim. That's what we assume. It's 60. The Ritva and the Ran here both quote a rihazakin that no sein tam for wine and water is 1 to 6, not 1 to 60. Wine and water is totally bata when it's 1 to 6. Then you have to ask the question, do you go by no sein tam for different liquids? You know, every liquid has to be measured separately and differently, or at least just wine at least. But that's what he says here. I'll just read it to you from the Ritva. It's on my base. Viria zakin pirish lazu bakosas, he's talking about the cups of wine, and then he says, Shinimsa Lukshul Yainesak Batu Bishisha Chelkemayim. Diafa gab the Shari Suramina Batela Bipakos Mishishim, even though generally no Saint Tom is 60, shiny yayin, shehu nifkam umispased bishes chelkemayim. It gets totally ruined in 6 of water. Vino Saint Tom Lufkam Mutter, who bitruma kimawi shari surim, and no Saint Tom is batel. Anyway, so that's the fascinating rihazakein that maybe 1 to 6 instead of 1, but shishin, the Mishnah just says no sein tam. How much is no sein tam? So we would have said 60, and that's what the pashtus is, but the rihazakein quotes another day. Period. Says the Gemara. Ki aser Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So we will have 3 statements of Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara. As we know, often in Shas, when Amoraim came from Eretz Yisrael, they reported what Rabbi Yochanan said. So either they all went to different shiurim, or they went to understood it differently. Whatever it is, there are 3 reports here in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Number 1. Ki aser Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said the following in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Hama'ara yayin chavis, yayin nesech lechavis labar. If a oveka chavim is pouring yayin nesech from a barrel into a bar, afilu kala yom kulo, so we would call this iser leheter. He's pouring iser to heter, even the entire day, rishon batel, kama batel. Meaning, if you pour iser into heter, the first second that the first drop hits, so it's batel. It's only a tiny amount of iser falling in, so it's batel. And you keep going, it keeps being batel. And even if you do that all day, meaning eventually, there's more yayin nesach in here than there was of the mutter water to start. So then it is going, mutter wine to start, it is still batel because each drop becomes his nefach leheter. The Ritva here says, Rabbi Yochanan is telling us two chidushim. Number one, the sphere of Rabbi Yochanan Tarti, chada, she'en yayinesach oser b'mashu afilu min b'mino. Yayinesach is not oser b'mashu. Right, what in the world is the Mishnah talking about? Right, the Mishnah says that the Yayin Esach is oser b'mashu. So we'll ask that in a second. But the first version of Rabbi Yochanan is, if you pour oser wine into heter wine, kama batel. And it's batel, so number one, that Yayin Esach is not oser b'mashu. The Yidach, and the second Chiddush, says the Ritva, to call Isser, shenofel ma'at ma'at, l'toch shishim, harehu mevatel. Number one, it's not Asr, and any Isr, V'yavol b'shul b'sov yishpo Isr meruba, even if, at the end of the day, literally, it is full, and you have even more Asr wine than you started off with the Heter wine, kiva demin b'mino hu delo yav taima. V'lo od el derisha rishon b'derach shu batel, hu mitztarif imeheto levatel Isr abba acharaf. Okay, so number one, it's not Asr b'mashahu. Number two, even if eventually the quantity is greater, it's still batel, right? So the Ritva points out that Rabbi Yochanan here, according to the first version, has a couple of chidushim. Good, Rashi points out in the word batel, umutter bahana. And it's mutter bahana. The Rosh and the Ran wonder what Rashi means by that. If it's batel, it's not existent anymore. Right, so what's the chidush? It just doesn't exist. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, what about our Mishnah? How could it be this version of Rabbi Yochanan say the Yayin Esach is not Oser b'mashu? It's a beferish against the Mishnah. Tznan Yayin Esach Oser v'Oser b'kol shehu. My love, isn't the Mishnah referring to the Kanafil Yisur l'togoa teira? That's what we assumed it was talking about. The Mishnah is about Isur falling into Heter, and therefore Mishnah is against Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, no, lo, to Kanafil hetera l'go Yisura. The Mishnah is only talking about a case where Heter falls into Isur. If Isser falls into Heter, kama batel. When is Yayin Nesech Oser b'mashahu? If Heter falls into Isser. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, let's say you keep adding on Mutter wine into the Isser wine. So that even if you have a ton of Mutter wine, it's still Oser. It's still Oser b'mashahu. Even if you end up having a tremendous amount of Mutter wine, because it fell into the Isser, that's why it is going to be Usser. The Ran has an important line. He says it a little bit later, but I'll mention it now. The Ran says, whatever is stationary is more chashuv. Right? You might ask, like, why is Isser falling into Heter, kama batel, and Heter falling into Isser, right? The Isser overpowers. Says the Ran, this is on Lam and Hema base. There are many long Rans on this Gemara. This is Yisodas Dig Yaradeya. When anybody learns Yaradeya, these Rans, right? It's not just the Ran and Chulin. It's the Ran and Avodah Zarah on these Dafim, columns and columns. So says the Ran here, this is on Lam and Hema base. V'taima demilsa, lefisha osa davar sha'omid bimkomo, chashuv yoser min haba alav. Whatever is falling, is stationary, is more significant. Lefichach, kisha iser omeid bimkomo, viafilu mashehu, oser es hayayin sheba alav, viafilu chaviz gedola bibas achas, bishum chumer deayin esach. Avo bisha heter bimkomo, if the heter is on the bottom, via iser ba alav, and the iser falls into it, ha heter mevatel es iser. That is kama batel, the heter is mevatel. Ela imkein, ba alav iser meruba. Right, unless a lot falls in at once. Right, you don't have comma batel. You have a whole barrel that falls in and then breaks, as we'll see soon. Be'ezus Hashem. She'ish ba'alitei da beheter. Okay, we'll get back. Fine. It's not exactly the same, but just to bring it up in our minds, the Gemara in Psachim, and that is, what about tata agvar and ila agvar? Well, we have in Hilchas Bishol, both in Hilchas Kashrus and in Hilchas Shabbos. Right, machlokes in the Gemara. If something is boiling, if the bottom is boiling, the bottom, and you pour cold water into the bottom of boiling water, so is that nisvashel? Or the opposite, irui. Irui kli rishon, right, big sugya, so again, so it seems like, you know, then you don't always say that tata agvar, because there's a day out there that says ilo agvar also. Okay, so you gotta work it out, the difference between bishel and our case. Good. So Rabbi Yochanan number one says that our Mishnah is only talking about a case where heter falls into iser. Tashma. What about the next line of the Mishnah? Yayin b'mayim b'nosin tam. My lad the kanafel chamer di yisrael amayda teira. Right? Isn't that talking also about where iser wine fell into heter water? Right, isn't that the case? So lo, to kanafel chamer de teira, lamayda isura. What do you mean? The Mishnah is talking about a case where heter falls into iser. So it's also talking about where mutter wine falls into usser water. So the Gemara says, umi dereshim amayda isura, seifanam amayda isura. If that line of the Mishnah is referring to usser water, so the next line of the Mishnah must also be referring to usser water. Viktani seifa mayim b'yayin, b'no saint tam. So isn't that talking about iser falling into heter? So then you don't say kama batel, so I'm the Chara of Dimi, no. Kula masnisa, don't say the wine is the same or the water is the same. Say, you know what's the same? Isser is always on the bottom. Hetera lego isura. There, all the cases are like that. Veresha de kadafel chamer de hetera lamayad isura. The first line of the Mishnah is where mutter wine falls into isser water. Seifa de kadafel mayad hetera lachamer de isura. And the seifa switch where mutter water falls into usser wine. That is all Rabbi Yochanan version number one. There is an interesting machlokes, the Ran here quotes, between the Rambam and the Ramban. If heter falls into iser, is there a concept of the heter being nefach le iser and the heter being batel? Right, so that, I mean, once it falls in, so then memela, it's part of the iser. But do we say that heter becomes mutter? Says the Ran, I'll read the machlokas. Venerally, same amud. Lefi derech zeh. If, according to this, what we've just explained, according to Rabbi Yochanan version number one, af b'shari surim, hecha denafal hetera legor isurim ma'at ma'at, by other isurim, where heter falls into iser little by little, afilu kalayom kulo, rishon rishon batel v'naser hakol. Not just by Yayin Nesech, but when Heter falls into Isser, by any Isser in the book, the Heter becomes Isser, and no matter how much Heter you pour in all day, it's not going to become Mutter. Sha'anu machmirin b'yayin nesach mi b'shari surim enu ela b'heta meruba sh'nofa b'vas achas l'tok iser muat d'b'yayin nesach asa b'amino b'shari surim minam b'yayin nesach sh'inamino mutter aval b'heta sh'nofa l'tok iser ma'at ma'at in the case where heta falls into iser little by little afilu b'shari surim rishon rishon batel v'aser shahare anu omrin here's the line kein l'hakel b'yayin nesach heka t'konofa iser l'go atera. It's not a chumra of Yayin Nesach, because the opposite would be true by Yayin Nesach, right? If the Isser falls into Heter, we would say it's all Batel. So you see, it's not a chumra of Yayin Nesach. It's whenever little things fall in, little by little, it's going to be Batel, kama Batel, no matter how long you stay there. Says the Ran about 20 lines later, second column, the Ein Kein Dasa Ramban Zal. It's a misprint. In the mind it says Rambam, it's really the Ramban. This is not the Ramban. The Ramban says, "Delo amrinan behetera legori sura rishon rishon bato lo b'shar isura v'lo b'yayin nesach." You don't say rishon rishon bato by heter lego iser v'she'eno mino afal bishanu omrim kein lo hakel b'yayin nesach mitakanafal isura lego atera because lefisha iser asui lehispatel v'lo a heter iser and iser can be batel and heter. Heter is not batel in iser. And he continues and explains that a little bit. We're not going to go so much more into the Ran. But the Ramban here, quoted here in the Ran, says, Isser could be batel in heter. Heter is not batel in Isser. And therefore, rules of cumulative, after you've poured in a long time, could have chilukim. We're not going to go into the details exactly what those are. Why is this? This is a beautiful ha'ara of Rabbi Chanan. In the Kovetz Biurim on Bechoros, in the back of the second volume of the Kovetz Shiurim, he has a little bit of Kovetz Biurim, and Kovetz Shmuos. So in Os Hay of the Kovetz Biurim, he explains this. He explains this Ramban. Taima shel Ramban, de heter inanase iser, aide bitol, af de iser mishapech lios heter, nira pashut. It's so obvious. Mishum, de bitol lo mahani, el levatel dino shel amiyut. Bitol means you are changing the din of the minority. Avalo laseis alav dino shel harov. Right, you're nullifying the din of the minority. You are not giving the minority the din of the majority. Omishum hachi, be'isr lago hetera, by isr falling into heter. What does that mean? You strip the isr of its isr status. So a mela, it's no longer oser. You don't have to say it becomes mutter. It's no longer usr. That's all you have to say by Isser. Kivan did is batel did Isser mehamiut, memela naase heter. Once you strip it, what's this natural state of items in the world? Heter. You've stripped it of Isser, and now it's heter. Avo beheter lago isura, lo shayach lomar, de memela naase Isser. You can't say that it's going to take that style of memela naase Isser. Dezumi nayin lo. How do you know that? Ubekitzer, let me explain again. De Isser enu yachol lios me elav ela imkein siba ha'oseres. An Isser is an external status that comes from something that's put on it conceptually. Aval ha'heter enu tzorach l'siba ha'materes. Heter, you don't need something to mater it. You just need to remove its state of Isser, and memela becomes mutter. Ela tekiva de enu siba sh'tasrenu, memela hu mutter. Right, the natural state of items in the world are mutter. So once you've removed the Isser state, so then things could become mutter. To Aser something, you need an active Oser. And therefore, there can be distinctions between Heter being Batel and Isser being Batel. That's the Rabbi Chanan discussing the Ran in the name of the Ramban here in our Sukkah. Okay, there's a lot more there, but just the concept of Heter and Isser being Batel, they're a chilukim because Heter isn't really a status. Right? We have this in other areas. You could suggest it. What's the status in the natural status in life? Shabbos or weekday? Is really weekday and then Shabbos is the added Kedusha? Or is really everything, so to speak, Shabbos and weekday is the removal? Right? Where do we see this? Some Rishonim say that Kiddush is Daraisa, but Avdol is Darabanan. The Rambam says both are Daraisa. But Kiddush is Daraisa, so why is that? So maybe you could say, well, to sanctify, to create, that's a daraisa. But memela, for it to be lost, it goes back to its natural state. Again, hashkafically, some achronim discussed that idea. Okay, either way, we have to continue. So now we're up to Rabbi Yochanan number two. Kiyasa Rabbi Yitzchak, right in the middle, by Yosef, and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Hama'ara Yayin Nesach. So the second Rabbi Yochanan fundamentally agrees with the first, but has a limitation on it. Hama'ara Yayin Nesach B'tzir Katan Labar. If somebody is pouring, the guy is pouring Yayin Nesach from a little bottle, meaning it goes very slowly, into the bar. I feel calling him Kula Rishon Rishon Batal. Same thing, but he limits it here. V'davka Tzir Katan Dolan Afish Amude. Only where it comes out very little by little, where there's a little, there's not a big spout. Then it comes out. Aval chavis, the nafesh amude. But if it comes out a lot at once, lo, that would not be enough, right? That would not, the heter of Rabbi Yochanan of Rishon Shabbatah only applies where it's very, very slow stream. No more than that. Good. Ki asa Ravin am Rabbi Yochanan. But now we're up to number three. When Ravin came, he said, usually Ravin and Ravdimi have major machlokas about what Rabbi Yochanan said. So here is another example. Rabbi Yochanan said as follows, according to Rabbi Yochanan number three, fundamentally take the Mishnah Kipshuto. Yayin Esach is Osra Mashu. Doesn't matter if it's Isser Beheter, Heter Beisser, right? Even Isser Beheter is going to be Osra B'mashu, according to this version of Rabbi Yochanan. But there's a different Kula that this Rabbi Yochanan comes up with. Yayin Esach Shenafal Abar, if Yayin Esach falls into a bar, V'nafal Sham Kiton Shamayim, and in the bar of wine there is also water. Right, also water fell in. So now we're going to get into the sugya called roin. Roin is when I have a mixture that is min, it falls into min, bimino, and b'she'eno mino. Right, in this barrel is mino and also eno mino. So how do I view that? Remember, min b'she'eno mino could be batal b'shisha. Min bimino is more chamor. So, because you don't have the taste that's overpowering it. Okay, but we'll get to that. So how do you look at this case? So that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan here according to Ravin. Roin means you could disregard the Mino and just view this as a Min B'She'eno Mino case. That's the Kula quoted. So you have Usser wine that fell into Mutter wine, that's Min B'Mino, but there's also water in the mixture. So I'd rather view this as wine into water, because that would make it batal. So that's what's allowed. Yayin esach shenafal labar. V'nafal sham kito shamayim. Roin es haheter kilu eino. You could view the mutter wine that it fell into as if it's not there. V'hashar mayim. Rabban alav umavatlan oso. And you could view water, right, the water as coming and overpowering and being mevatel. Being mevatelit. Right? You don't say that now the water and the wine are all mixed together and now it's one wine mixture and it's mimimino. You don't say that, as Rashi explains. No. You say, Rowan ki'ilu, the wine is not there. You're allowed to view this as min b'sheino mino, and that's why it is batal. Period. Even though there's not enough water to be mevatel both wines. Right, there's only enough water to be mevatel the Isser wine that fell in. Still, one is allowed to be mekel. Ki also Rav Shmuel by Yehuda and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan, when Rav Shmuel by Yehuda came, he also quoted, this is not really a fourth Rav Yochanan, but it's just modifying number three. Lo shanu, when is this heter of Rowan allowed? El shenafal kidna shamayim tchila. That's only if the water falls in first. You have the mutter wine, then mutter water falls in, then aser wine falls in. Avalo nafal sham kidna shamayim tchila. If the aser wine first fell into the mutter wine and then the water, then we say matzah min esmino v'neir. Then we say the wines have combined. It's all usher now, because wine is also a mashahu, right? And then, when the water falls in, there's not enough water to be mevatel all that wine. So, Rav Shmuel, by Yehuda, and Rav Yochanan says, this last one is limited, you only say roin, if the water was in before the usher wine. Fine. And some have this last statement on our Mishnah. Not on the Rav Yochanan statement, but on the Mishnah. Yain b'yain b'kol shehu, right? In our Mishnah, when we say yain b'yain, is oser b'mashehu. Amar shol by Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan, lo shana lo shalom nafal sham kiton shamayim. That's only if there's a water in there also. Aval nafal sham kiton shamayim, roan etz adar kilu eino, v'shar bayim rabin ala mavalin oso. Right, same thing. Not exactly the same thing. He didn't say any specific order. He says as long as there's water in there, it could be roan. Ma'ika bain lidamasti la amasisan bain lidamasti la adaravin. What's the difference between whether this statement of Rav Shmuel by Yehuda was said on the Mishnah or on Rabbi Yochanan's statement? So man damasti la amasisan la boy tchila. The one who had it on the Mishnah, the order doesn't matter. The water could fall in before the yain or after the wine. Either way, you're allowed to say roan. Uman damasti la adaravin boy tchila. But the one who says it on Ravin, that's exactly what he's adding to Ravin on Rabbi Yochanan. Right, the Ravina Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha of Rowan. So when there's something added to that, it has to be limiting it in some way. So it's limiting it in terms of the order. What do we paskin? This is a major question in the Rishonim. Many say, well, this is we're talking about a Durabanan here, right? Of therefore, one would go Lakula, right? Durabanan of the Kesef Mishnah says Lachar, we should go Lakula. Therefore, the Kesef Mishnah and the Ran here both leave the Rambam at Tzarachian, because the Rambam paskin Lachumra. The Rambam paskin lechumra here, like Lishna Kama, and the Rishonim discuss why the Rambam would paskin lechumra. Some suggest that this Gemara, and again, this is the huge topic in the Ran right here, which we don't have time to get into, maybe the Rambam paskin lechumra because this gets into the sugya of Chanan. Chaticha naasis nevela. A sugya elsewhere that maybe once the, and we paskin lechumra there, major questions. We pass on the Chumra there in all cases, only by Basa Bechala, but by Bashar Yisurim, Daraisa, Darabanan. Huge topic in Yaradeya. But we'll get to that next year sometime, in Maseches Chulin. But either way, this is, the Ran here connects it to that Sugya, and maybe that's the basis for why the Rambam is Ma'achimir. Okay, Itzmar, related. Yayin Nesach shenafal bar, v'nafal sham kiton shamayim. Same type of idea. Yayin Nesach was into a bar, and there's also kiton shamayim there. Omar Chizkiya. And we're going to go with Rashi's pshat of this Gemara. Higdilu be'isser usser. What does that mean? That's basically saying, if the usser wine fell in at the end. Higdilu be'isser. If the wine and the water are both there first, and then the usser expanded both of their volumes, higdilu be'isser usser, so then that is usser. It's usser if the ayin etzach falls in at the end. And kal v'chomer, Rashi points out, if the water fell in at the end. Right? If he's saying that it's usser, you don't say roan, meaning even if the wine falls in after the water, it's still usser, then surely, if the water falls in after the wine, it's going to be usser. That's chizkiya. Higdilu beheter mutter. But if higdilu beheter, if the mutter wine fell in at the end, so then, mutter, right? If the mutter, right? Meaning if the yayin etzach fell into the water first, and then the mutter wine fell in, so then it's min b'shein amino and it's batel. That's not a case of roan. That's a regular case of yayin etzach being batel in water, step one. So that's what Chizkiya seems to not hold of roan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu higilu b'isser mutter. No, even higilu b'isser, even if yayin etzach falls in at the end, it's going to be mutter. Amar le'er b'yir mi'er b'zeira. Lema, what is this machlokas about? The Rashi points out that Rabbi Yirmiyah did not realize that this machlokas was about whether you say roin. He thought maybe it's about the general topic of, do you say achar achron ani holech? Right, a more general topic. So lema chizki of Rabbi Yochanan beplukta the Rabbanan Rabbanan kemiflagi. Shall we say this machlokes is the parallel machlokes of Rabbanan Rabbanan who argue? We had this also a couple of weeks ago. Who argue about the following case? It's not. The Mishnah says in Maseches Arlap. So arshal chulin mishal truma. Shenaflu l'toch isa sourdough of chulin and truma that fell into an isa lo pazek de lachamis lo pazek de lachamets. Each saor does not have enough to leaven to cause the dough to rise. Vidit tarv v'chim tu, but together they do. So is this dough called truma? Saor, there was half a saor of truma, half a saor of chulin. Reb Elazar Omer, achar achron ani ba. You go after the achron, whatever fell in last. That's his shita. V'chachamim omrim, no. Bein shenof alisar betchila, bein basof, ein no asar, achi ebok di lachmetz. It's always mutter, because there's not enough truma in here to be machametz, so therefore it's called chulin. It's good enough. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, hey, isn't this the machlokes? Right? Aren't Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan also arguing about of holich achar ha-sof, meaning whatever falls in last? So the Gemara says, no, v'tizbe, is that really logical? Lamar Abaya, but didn't Abaya say about that Mishnah, which we discussed then, Lo Shanu, when does Rabbi Elazar say that you go after the Achron, El Shakada, Vasilika, Issa? That's only if you took the Issa out before you calculated the measurements. Avalokada, Vasilika, Issa, Usser. But if you didn't take it out, it's always Usser. Right? It doesn't matter what fell in first or second. So Chizkiya, if you say that, Chizkiya, Damar, come on. Then Chizkiya doesn't line up with anybody. Because he says, Higdilu, Behatar, Mutter. So, Rabbi Yirmiyah, you can't, these machlokos aren't parallel. So, Ella, rather, that machlokos, Rashi explains here, there's two different machlokos. The machlokos over there in Arla is about zevzegorim. Right, it's a machlokos, which we had discussed already earlier in the Masechta. When you have two ingredients to doing something, whether it's growth, whether it's leavening, where do you pass? Because if it's a garment, mutter is usher. Elahacha baroin kamiflegi. Here we're talking about roin. Lechizki alesle. Roin, Rabbi Yochanan isle. Do you hold to the principle of roin? Again, what is roin? When you have a mixture of min, bi, mino, ubishe eno mino, are you allowed to ignore the mino and just say this is a case of min, bishe eno mino, and therefore regular laws of bittul apply? Good. Umi isle the Rabbi Yochanan roin. So now the Gemara says, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold of Rowan? Right, that's what he said on top. He actually asked the question whether we hold of Rowan. You have two cups, one of chulin, one of truma, umizagan, and you diluted them, the irvan zebazeh, and then they got mixed in together. So you have wines and water. So Mao, he had a question about that. He didn't know what the answer was. You see, he wasn't sure about Rowan. Answer, meikara lo pashale, lebaso pashale. He originally wasn't sure, but then he held of it. He held that you do hold of Rowan. Period. Itmar nami amar vasi amar biyochanan, v'yamri lo amar vasi amar biyochanan, beis kosos echad shachulun echad shachuma, umizagon v'irvan zebazem, Rowan es haheter, kilu eno. You look at the mutter, mino, as if it's not there, v'ashar mayim, even though you already diluted each of the wines, but you could view the diluted wine already as wine and water, ignore the wine, just look at it as water, v'ashar mayim rabin alav, umavatlin oso. Good. Period. Ze'aklau. Min b'mino b'mashu v'shal minu monosei tam. Here we go. The next 10 lines are crucial about life in Yeridea. Rav Shmuel, major machlokas amoran. And it's really based on a machlokas tanam. Remember we said earlier, there is a machlokas in Maseches Yuma between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, whether min b'mino is batel or not batel. Rabbi Yehuda, based on the blood of Yom Kippur, the pasuk says that you mix the blood of the goat into the blood of the cow. And the Torah still calls it the blood of the goat, even though there's a lot more blood of the cow there. So why does the Torah call it the blood of the goat? So it must be, says Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino is not batel. Min b'sheino mino is batel b'shishim. Min b'mino is not batel at all. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. The Rabbanan say no. The Rabbanan say no. The blood over there is something else. Right? Min b'mino is batel b'rov on a Torah level. And maybe b'shishim on a Drabbanan level. So it's similar to min b'sheino mino. But of course it's more mekel, not more machmir. So that's a machlokes in by dam b'dam. Right? The Rabbanan say there, it's a special din of dam. It's not madam, it's not mavatel dam. Ain dam avatel dam. So the question is, who do we paskin like? So that's a machlokes amorim. So let's see. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel dami shavayu. Kolis. And the question is our Mishnah giving an example or saying yai nesach only? Rav Shmuel dami shavayu. Kol isur in Shabbat Torah, b'minon b'mashehu. All isur in the Torah, Rav and Shmuel say, is also b'mashehu. Not just yai nesach. Shalom b'minon b'nosei tam. and Shalom Aminon is Beno Saint Tam. So Zeh Aklal Asuye Mai, and therefore, the last line of our Mishnah that says, this is the rule, Min Bemino is Bemashu, Lasuye Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah. That's including all Yisurim in the Torah. All Yisurim in the Torah are Shalom, Min B'Sheino Mino is Beno Saint Tam. Min Bemino is Osir Bemashu. That is the Shita of Rav and Shmuel, and that is the Shita of Rashi. Rashi, in more than one place, says that we pass in that way. Rov Rishonim do not. Rov Rishonim do not pass in this way, but that's how Rashi paskins. It is a little difficult. The Ritva here wonders, according to these deos, so what about, it says in a few places in Shas, it says that Shruma is Bemeya, and Yarla is, and Kilei Karim is Bematayim. So what does that mean? It's either Benosin Tam, or it's Bemashahu. So what are those talking about? So the Ritva says maybe there's a chilek between lach balach and yavish b'yavish. Right? That's his chilek. Those shiurim for Meya and Matayim, maybe that's only yavish b'yavish. We're talking here about lach balach. Okay? So that is all the one shita. Reb Yochanan of Reish Lakish Dami Travayu, Reb Yochanan of Reish Lakish, who wrote Rishon and Paschal like, including the Rambam, Reb Yochanan of Reish Lakish Dami Travayu, Kol Yisurim in Shabbat Torah, Bein Bebinim, Beish Lomina, Benosin Tam. Even other Yisurim in the Torah. Right? All Yisurim in the Torah, Benosin Tam. It's not B'mashu, B'min B'mino. Chutz mitevel v'yayin esach. Only by tevel and yayin esach. B'minon B'mashuhu, V'shalom B'minon B'nosin Tam. Those two are Osir B'mashuhu. Good. Ze'achlal, and therefore the last part of the Mishnah, what would that be including? Lasuye, tevel. There's only one more. There's only one more to include, right? And that is Tevel. Again, we don't have time to go into it, but the Ron here says, oh, Tevel? So Tevel is Osir, it sounds like Tevel is Osir B'mashu. The Gemara is not Machalik between Tevel Min B'mino and Min B'sheino Mino. Right? I'm sorry. I'll take it back. Right? It says Mino B'mashu and Shalom Mino B'nosin Tam. The Ron says here, let me just read the line of the Ran here in Lamed Vavim Abayis, going over a daf. V'shamiyo shaminan mehacha. Dechi amrinan. Right? What about Dover Sheish Lomatirin? Dover Sheish Lomatirin is not batel. That's the usual rule. But here it says, the opposite of what I just said, it says here that Tevel is Osir B'mashu Min B'mino. But by Min B'sheino Mino is B'no Saint Tam. Even though Tevel is a Dover Sheish Lomatirin. So it sounds like a Dover Sheish Lomatirin is not batel, only, the whole sugi is only by Min B'mino. But by Min B'Sheino Mino, even the Dvarim that are not batel, are batel Min B'Sheino Mino. Dover Sheish Lomatirin, Chatich Rilis, Kabeid, Birya, all of those maybe are batel Min B'Sheino Mino. So that's what the Ron says. You only say this, La'omer El B'Mino, Avol Shalo B'Mino, B'no Saint Tam, Ta'ahacha Tevel Stomach Tani, V'yafilu Hachi Pasuk Latani, Shalo B'Mino, B'no Saint Tam, V'yavo B'Sheish Lomatirin, and then he says, and I have 10 different rayas to this, and he goes through a long piece about this, and this is the Achronim discussed this in the context of, well, what's the svar for Dover Sheish Lomatirin? Right? The Ron in Adar Nun Beis, Dover Sheish Lomatirin is not batel because they're too much alike. So that's why it's not batel. But according to Rashi, again, this is al regal achas, but according to Rashi in Beitza Daf Gimel, you might as well wait. So why doesn't that svar apply even by Mimish Eino Mino? So that's a question. If you look in the Stipler in Nedarim and Simel Amadalid, he has a beautiful discussion of this, but we don't have time right now. Let's finish up. Tanya Gavasi the Rav Shmuel, Tanya Gavasi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We have a brayso that supports each. Tanya Gavasi the Rav Shmuel, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, B'mina B'mashu, B'shal B'mina B'nosin Tam. Tanya Gavasi the Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Beferish brayso. Reish Lakish, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, B'mina B'in Shalom B'mina B'nosin Tam. Chutz B'Tevel V'Yayin Nesach, B'mina B'mashu, B'shal B'mina B'nosin Tam. The Brises are explicit like these opinions. Bishlama Yayin Nesach. So fine, I understand Yayin Nesach, why it's more chomer, Mishum Chomer Davaras Kochavim. Ela Tevel my time, why is Tevel so chomer? Kehetero kachi suro. Because we compare it just like how you matter Tevel is how Tevel is Oser. To Amar Shmuel, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. As so Shmuel holds, what is the Mida Oraisa? How much Truma do you have to give? Chita achas, one tiny amount. Durabana on this, 140th, 150th, 160th. But on a Torah level, chita achas for the Eretz Yisrael. V'tznan nami hachi. Bameh omru tevel oser b'kol shu b'mino v'shul b'mino b'nosi tam. Right, same thing as we have said. But again, that's the source for tevel. And again, as we discussed often in the past, what does that mean? Chita achas for the Eretz Yisrael, the Tosfos Rid, the Nodeh B'Yehuda, that just means you have been misaking the kri, literally, but you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of giving truma. Giving Shuma requires more than that, right? Not just Chita Achas, that's not called a Nesina. Good. So again, these are major discussions of in Yaradea, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in memory of Shalom Moshe Ben Yaakov. Shalom Moshe Ben Yaakov. Hashem, I hope to give tomorrow's daf, and then the next day or two will be put up from the last cycle, and then Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the Harios. But hopefully I will try to give, just in case if tomorrow I don't give, so then the next three, I think I'm going to start with Harios Daf Beis next time, but Be'ez Hashem I'm going to try to give tomorrow, depending on the schedule today. Okay, we'll stop here.